Good morning. Greetings this morning in Jesus' name. It's good to gather together. It is nice to see some sunshine. Let's begin with prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, again for the opportunity that we have to meet together here and worship you and look into your word. Just pray that you would have your way here, Lord, that only your words would be spoken, Lord, that you would speak through each one here that we'll be sharing. Just may you lead and guide and direct us, help us to apply your word to our hearts, Lord, and share it with each one around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning I'd like to share on, it's nothing new, it's stuff that we pretty much already know here. But it's something that I think we need to remind ourselves of. And that is the order of men and women. Like I said, I think that here it's pretty well known how that's supposed to be. But our world, the world around us, has fallen apart. Primarily, the need is Jesus. Secondly, it needs to be the man in authority and the woman and the children. I'm not saying that men are better than women or women are better than men, though they are equal in God's eyes. Colossians 3, verse 18 and 19 says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them." There's a cross-reference for verse 18 that crosses over to Genesis 3:16. It says, this after sin in the garden, and it says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and thy sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." I just find that interesting. How after that it crosses back to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ." That needs to be utmost important. "And the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Again, in my Bible, it crossed, that verse crossed back to Genesis 3:16. First Corinthians 14, verses 34 through 35 says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law." Again, crossing back to Genesis 3:16. Verse 35, "And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." All the more reason for the men to the fathers to be in their in the word, in God's word, in the Bible, so that we don't so that we have the answers, and for our wives, our children, may even say, not just even for the husbands and the wives, the married people, but for the young people. Some of you young people, whether you're on the real young side or maybe you're already in your 20s, you're not married yet. You guys need to be men for the young ladies. It's very important. Something to be practicing on your sisters. That way, if God does give you a wife someday, that you will be prepared. Let me see. Ephesians chapter 5. I can turn there. Twenty-two through 28. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. We need to be leading and guiding our wives, our children, our homes, as Christ wants the church. Verse 22 in that verse, again, just want to point out, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Again, that crosses back to Genesis 3:16. Just find it very interesting how it keeps going back to the way it turned out. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2. Find it here. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And finally, Titus 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior, and becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. We need to be sober-minded. I know for myself, it's something I have to think about a lot, because I tend to get kind of silly, probably more often than not. It's okay to have some fun here and there, but sometimes for myself, it gets a little excessive. But we need to be sober-minded. We need to be temperate, sound in faith. We need to know what we believe. We need to know what God's Word says and what is true. So this isn't just for us married people with children, or this is for everybody. This is for the young men, the young ladies. When my wife had gone to a Bible school, just before we were married, and they had done a class, can't remember what the class was, but they had done a study, and I can't remember exactly all the details. She would have all the details better, but it was, the question was asked to the young ladies. Had something to do with leading. I can't remember exactly, but they wished that the guys would just make the decision so that the girls didn't have to. The guy's response to the question was, we wish that the ladies would just give us a chance and give us time. And I think that's often the case is, sometimes me and myself, and I know others, we don't move very fast. Sometimes I think my wife is very patient with me, but it's like, man, what? We should just, we should move ahead with this. But sometimes it just takes time. That can be in big things or small things. Even, what are we going to do this evening? Let's play volleyball or let's play softball. Give the guys a chance to just plan it. I'm not saying that, the girls shouldn't be planning on. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, give some time. Let the guys take leadership. It's the way it's supposed to be. Like I said in the beginning, the main need is Jesus. Following that needs to be the men in authority. The women just need to submit. The women need to submit. Yes, that's very true. But if the women aren't leading out, it's very hard for the women to submit and to allow them to be the leader. So just an encouragement to each one of us. I know we all know those things, but I think it's good for us to be reminded that how important it actually is. So God bless.
Let's stay on at sing number 57. Love, 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 love